Okay, so today we're having special dishes, and all of you are participating in the making of. Would you? What are you cooking for us?
I'm making a couscous for mbakuka. Mbakuka is just basically a stew.
These young people spent their summer learning how to cook healthy food. Today they're showing off their skills at Eco City Farms, an oasis of freshly grown produce in an otherwise bleak landscape of strip malls, car repair shops, and fast food marts. Margaret Morgan Hubbard founded Eco City Farms to make this food desert bloom. The social activist says scarcity of fresh produce is a major health problem for these kids and their families who live in nearby Bladensburg, Maryland.
What's critical is that 70% of the people in the town, in these towns and in Prince George's County, have are either overweight, obese, or have diabetes or other kinds of diet-related ailments because they don't have access to healthy food.
The teens not only cook their food, they also grow it in an abandoned lot overlooking Autumn Woods Apartments in Bladensburg. The low-income housing complex for 1,000 residents is served by one small store, stocked largely with snack food.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I can eat on this all the rest of the summer.
Bladensburg Mayor Walter James backed the effort to transform the vacant lot. He says the thriving garden helps promote the town's initiative for better health.
I think it affects education, and I talk about this all the time, even the healthy foods, even in our schools, we don't have that. It affects education, it affects obesity, it affects different diseases. So I think farming is a preventive measure to help when it comes to producing healthier lifestyles.
Tamika Barber Gaskins lives in Autumn Woods, where her son got a chance to work in the garden. The whole family is reaping the benefits.
I like junk food. I like quick meals. But with the garden here, with my son learning, he can help me switch around my style of eating. I want a healthy family.
Meanwhile, back at Eco City Farms, it's time for lunch.
But actually, mine is the best one.
No. I'm talking.
For me, mine is the best. Yeah, I like what I did. And I like his too, and hers.
Morgan Hubbard says the urban garden is a magnet for social change, and these young people are its newest advocates.
Our program is about planting seeds. It's about planting seeds not just in the ground, but in other human beings so that the movement can grow.
The community is rallying around a plan to rezone the land and turn the entire 1.5-hectare plot into a commercial farm, which means making even more fresh produce available to people who live here. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Bladensburg, Maryland.
Right. So this is the type.